George Orwell's 1984.
Primal traitor and earliest defiler of the party.
I am Emmanuel Goldstein, and this is a message to all the hopeless souls of Oceania who follow Big Brother. Hear this warning. The Brotherhood is coming for you. The Brotherhood is all around you. The Brotherhood is hiding in plain sight. We are your neighbor, your colleague. We are amassing our army, and like a virus, we will destroy you from the inside. This is your final chance to join us. This is your final chance to seek out our brothers and sisters, to read my book and follow my instructions, to denounce the dictatorship of the party, to demand the immediate conclusion of peace with Eurasia.
I know this is implausible. I know this man could never really overthrow the party, that his attacks are so exaggerated and perverse, a child could see through them.
Freedom of love! Freedom of love!
But something about his face, his voice, the people around me whipping into a frenzy, always makes my diaphragm constrict, and every time, without control, I find myself standing, shouting with everyone else. A hideous ecstasy of fear and hatred flows through all of us like an electric current. We're connected by it. Even O'Brien looks flushed, his chest swelling and quivering. The hate pours out of him and into me, and I'm filled with it. I'm shouting!
I hate you, Goldstein! I hate you, Goldstein!
I hate everything. I hate everyone. I hate Tillotson and Ampleforth and Ling, then especially the dark-haired girl. I hate you. You bigots, you thought police. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate love. I hate love.
And most of all, I hate Big Brother. I hate Big...
Comrades, this is Big Brother.
Leader.
I am here for you.
My savior.
I am always here to protect you, to watch over you, and I am always watching. Now, say our slogan proudly with me. War is peace.
War is peace.
Freedom is slavery.
Freedom is slavery.
Ignorance is strength.
Ignorance is strength.
And then came the part which makes my entrails grow cold. The subhuman chanting. Self-hypnosis, deliberate drowning of consciousness fills me with horror. I chant with them, of course. But in that chanting, there was a moment where the expression in my eyes betrayed me, where I showed a flicker of contempt. For all of this, and it was exactly at this moment when the significant thing happened. The thing which made me buy the book, which made me commit this thought crime in the first place and start speaking to you. I caught O'Brien's eye. Just for a fraction of a second, but it was long enough to know. Yes, I know now. O'Brien was thinking the same thing as me. It was like I could hear his...
I'm with you, Winston.
I am on your side.
And then, like that, the thought was gone. I blinked, and O'Brien's face was as inscrutable as everybody else's.
2 minutes hate has ended. Resume your workstations.
Wow, I really let myself go there. That was brilliant.
Such a fleeting moment that at first I questioned whether it happened at all. But I know it did. And it keeps alive in me the belief, the hope, that it isn't just me. That there are other enemies of the party out there, that the Brotherhood really does exist, and there are people like me who want to scream, down with Big Brother, down with Big Brother, down with Big Brother. I don't care anymore, not now I've started sharing it with you.
The Thought Police will come for me. They'll break down the door to this flat. They'll find this book and vaporize me, delete me. I'll be a non-person, but I don't care. I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone, so let them come. Let them come. Let them...